It's MC Nail.
Welcome, guys, to my podcast. Welcome to another episode where, you know, I put together affluent people to talk about various social media issues, various issues in our society that border around us. And on today's episode, I have like three very important people on our social media circles. They have like loud accounts. You'd probably come across them anytime you go on your Twitter or your Instagram or something. Would you guys introduce yourselves, or I'm supposed to introduce you? Okay. Yeah, introduce yourself.
Hello. Okay, my name is Nanaya Fempoma, so student of University of Ghana.
Hey, that's your name.
Yeah.
Your name actually nice though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's some big man be Nanaya Fempoma, so nice. You the ball.
Okay, I'm a student of University of Ghana and a stylist as well.
Yeah. Hey, okay, that's nice. How about you? Hey.
My name is Erica MFA. And I'm a student of the University of Ghana. I'm just a student right now, but currently I'm trying to set up a business.
Are you a model?
I'm not. Funny enough, I'm not a model, but
you're really not a model. You look like a model. You portray yourself as a model on social media.
Nah, I just post pictures.
Okay.
Yes, so but I'm not a model. But then people over time have used me to promote their
stuff.
Clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess basically because most everything fits me or something.
Hey, don't worry. We'll come to that. We'll come to that.
So that's just it.
How about you, Josh? Who are you?
Okay, I'm the Josh.
Yeah, we know you're Josh.
I'm the food pornographer.
And the food. Wow, what a way to introduce yourself.
I mean,
food pornographer.
Yeah,
I'm what a human being.
Basically, everything about food.
You get it. You like food.
Yeah, I like food. I cook as well. And I'm edible. Great. Like, I mean, my
food
is edible. No. I mean, my food is edible. Like, it's tasty.
Indeed.
Yeah. That's my food. So,
indeed.
I'm a student as well.
Okay, yeah, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate all of you coming on such short notice. Where do we start from? How do you guys run your social media? George, how do you run your social media? Twitter, Instagram, how do you go about it? Do you like just go on there, like pictures and post, or do you go on there and like tweet, or just go there, retweet, or you just go there, read? You don't have any interactions at all, then you go off.
Okay, so funny enough, on Twitter, I don't post much, but I read a lot. And I engage a lot. I don't know how, but you know, Twitter, when you don't have a topic out, for me, I don't really know what to post. Post about my food stuff. Yeah. Maybe I post about where to get the best food.
Yeah, you post about basketball too.
Yeah, I post about basketball too. I'm a fan of basketball. And sometimes maybe I retweet. But for Instagram, I won't say I'm so loud, but I'm loud.
Hey.
On Instagram.
Okay. How about you, Erica? How do you run your social media?
Well, I'm mostly active on Instagram and Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
But for Twitter, I'm not so active. And mostly, I just retweet what is interesting for me. And I hardly post because, honestly, I don't even know what to post.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I just like go and look for the trends, the gossips and all that kind of thing. But with Instagram, I don't know, but you said it's loud. Well, I'm mostly...
Loud in the sense that your interactions on there. You being a girl, you obviously get a lot of interactions on there. Mm. Yeah, so Instagram like this, And she's all over the place. Everyone's trying to post Erica, you know.
Hey, it could be true. It could be true. So I'm active on Instagram. I post
every day, every 5 hours.
Every day.
Every
no,
five
I don't
hours.
Post. I post one a day.
Interesting. Then you have pictures, because that's like 7 days a week. You get it.
Thank you very much. As I was saying, I mostly post one a day. That's like the routine I've set for
yourself.
Instagram, myself on Instagram. But sometimes it's not consistent though. But I try to post and be active, not to mess up my algorithm.
True.
On Instagram. And I interact, you know, I buy a lot of stuff. Like I have my favorite, you know, shops on Instagram, buy some stuff from Instagram.
Hey, girls and buying.
And then, you know, just post good stuff and that kind of thing.
Okay. How about you, big man kid?
Okay, so, I don't usually post a lot on Instagram, but then...
Being a stylist, don't you think you have to post?
Is it a lot? And we go out a lot too. I think you have to be posting a lot for people to know, like a lot of people.
The stuff you do.
So yeah, I'll get a lot of money. And I'm setting up a boutique too, so I want to get a lot of people.
Oh, you will. It's more time. Yeah. So looking at your interactions on your social media, how did you grow your account?
Okay, so for me, growing my account was very easy because you know a lot of people like food.
Yeah,
like,
true.
A lot of people like
a lot of girls, especially.
Yeah, out of okay, that makes sense because I have 80% of my followers are girls.
Wow, look at that!
Yeah, like
look
80%
at that. Girls and food, girls and
and
food.
I'll say 40% are Ghanaians in the diaspora because maybe I usually post Ghanaian meals.
Okay, yeah, well, so yeah, true.
They're like, oh, Charlie, I would have to come. Like it makes them wish.
Yeah, they are here.
Back, yeah. Mm. So growing my Instagram, I'll say it was very easy. So that's the same technique I applied to Twitter, and it's working for me because I didn't have followers, like, okay. Didn't have a lot. But when I started, I had just 1K. When I started with the full staff on Twitter, I have, like, 100 extra. Like, I mean, 100% extra. So
yeah, true.
I have, like, 2,000 and something. Yeah.
Ish. That's nice.
Yeah. I'm still following the same number of people
as like, you were
before I started that.
Yeah, you reach. How about you, Erica? How do you grow your account?
My page is just mostly full of my pictures and...
Well, that's why it's your page.
Yeah, but as George said, you can have your page, but then post something different. You understand?
True.
So I'm just basically saying that maybe Curtis is posting clothes and fashion, yeah, his fashion stuff. But I'm basically saying that my face that I must post, and
okay.
I'm more into like lifestyle clothing and everything. So basically, the bloggers, you know, mm-hmm. Bloggers post like pictures when they
of
see
people,
it's nice
yeah.
and everything. So you having a lot of bloggers posting your pictures. It makes it, you know, out there, and then you get a lot of followers and things. So I think
that's how you grow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you grow yours through bloggers. Looking at you and the kind of attention you're getting through social media, do girls use their body for followers?
Do girls
use their bodies for followers?
Oh yes. Some.
Do you blame them, or we don't exactly have to blame anyone? But looking at the trend, do you think boys are not being smart enough? Because you realize that girls keep posting the same things, and no matter the number of times they post the same things, they still get boys following them, you bop.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So there's a stereotype that girls use their bodies for their accounts.
Well, not all girls.
Okay.
I can say that for sure. Mm-hmm. Not all girls. Some, you have a friend page who just shows her face. Her face is like mostly the thing on her page right now, because you can see that she's also very, very pretty. So she does maybe some nice makeup and then shows her face, and she equally has a lot of followers. And those two with, you know, endowed bodies and everything also...
Like you.
Also...
Are you part?
Oh, no, I'm not part. I'm just normal. But those with endowed bodies also post their... You know, there are different types. I think, personally, there are different types. If you have an endowed body, it doesn't mean that... And people are going to talk about it. Yeah, exactly. If you have an endowed body, it doesn't mean that people are going to follow you. Because unless you go to the extreme of, you know, just wearing pants and bra and then... posing in some ways to
get attention. You have this picture or shot by Nana Gaza with a yellow background, you in a green jumpsuit with heels.
Yes. Hey, wow,
that's the picture that blew you up, right?
Yeah,
to a certain extent. That's the picture that blew you up.
Yes, I think so. I think so.
Looking at that picture, do you think you used your body for the followers?
No, I don't know. That's what I was saying.
Okay,
you just
posted it, but you weren't expecting them to follow you.
Yes. I wasn't really expecting, as I said. Okay, well, you know, these bloggers, once again, like, they like to post this kind of stuff.
Okay.
You understand? So yeah, fine. Maybe the body, too, is a factor that caused a lot of attention and for a lot of people to follow.
Please,
me.
She's doing adverts.
Yes, Ghanaian men like to see nice things.
She's doing adverts. Men all over. She's doing adverts.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, Ghanaian men like to see nice things and everything. But, there's a difference. Then again, there's a difference if you are selling your body on the internet or on Instagram, you understand? And when you are just posting your body, not for any any purpose or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Because I can say that fine. I have some, you know, like crazy pictures on my page. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm selling my
how
much? Yeah.
She said how much be too much money. Looking at you, what kind of activations have you run with your social media?
I did something for one guy in UK. His name is Nana Kwame.
Uh-huh.
And he used to work with Abrantia the Gentleman.
Oh, okay.
So he wanted to bring up his own collection, and I saw too. So then he came to see me.
That's nice.
I did something for him and he liked it. So we just started something up together.
Oh.
But then right now he's mostly based in UK. So then it's selling over there. But he's yet to open a shop
in Ghana. Oh, okay. Yeah. George, what activations have you also run?
So it's quite a lot. Wow.
Wow. You guys have to see this. He's checking his phone to see the activations he has run.
Oh, it's quite a lot.
The activations he has run. He has to check his phone to see the activations. It's not bunch. Yeah. Okay, you see, she just said the Echo Boy.
That's not true. So, I'll say the first one I ever got, like the first activation I ever got was with KFC.
Okay, why would you do for KFC?
So, they brought this burgers out. I don't know if you guys heard of it. American burger, Mexican burger, and Ghanaian burger. Nick Papo and all those things.
That's my name.
Yeah, I know.
I was named after a beggar.
Oh.
I don't know if I was to feel bad or feel good.
Yeah, the beggar was named after you.
True.
Yeah, I came first, true. So
now I feel good.
They choose a few of us, like those they claim are popular on social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're a part. So you're a part.
I was part.
So you're popular.
And that was my first deal. Then after that, they kept coming. Uber, Taxify. It was a time I wasn't paying for Uber. Like for a year.
Wow. And I want to be like you.
I want to be like you. And I got one with Taxify too. But that one I didn't last because the deal wasn't finalized. But it was for 3 months. I also ran for Vodafone. It's quite a lot. But
yeah, I should be Echo Boy. You get plenty.
Oh, no.
Looking at the activations you've run, do they come with some sort of fame?
Fame?
Yes.
Obviously.
Why are you saying obviously? Because if you're running an activation, you are just behind the account.
Sometimes you are not behind the account.
Why? Where do you find yourself other times if not being in front of behind the account? Sorry.
The KFC one like this.
Uh huh.
What we're supposed to do is they realized that for my pictures, the one that I was smiling in it had a lot of likes. I don't know. Maybe I have a nice smile. So what they did was that they had me shoot with one of the beggars. Like I had it up and I was smiling with my picture.
Yeah.
And sometimes for some of the activations, they don't want it to look like you are actually doing the activation because they want other people to engage.
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
They want it to look natural. Like,
just a random moment.
Yeah,
that
random
moments.
Okay. Yeah that's the best true. Kind of. So that's what I did. So I don't know how this explains your question. So what they do is KFC will repost.
Yeah, so you got famous.
Yeah. So the other account, some of them will post. Yeah. People will check the hashtag and it'll be your picture over there. Yeah, so it can't be fame.
Erica, you've gotten fame from your activations, right?
Yeah, I mean, it has added up to the fame, you can see.
Yeah, so you're famous?
No.
Hey, but you're famous. You're a superstar.
Hey, no.
How do you handle the fame you get from such things?
I don't know. Like, first of all, I don't think I'm like so famous. Because if you had to think that you are just going to be like a proud person and all that kind of.
No, but if you're famous, you're famous. It doesn't have to do anything with pride.
Yeah, but then
I just
choose to like be normal, come to campus normal. I mean, like, you know.
Random
I
person.
I mean, I'm normal. But
yeah, you don't want
like,
it to get to you.
Okay, yeah, a couple of people know me. I don't know them. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
maybe
true.
Through Instagram, through some activations I've done and everything.
Yeah, true.
So as I'm saying, like, maybe you see someone, they say, hey, hi, that's Erica. Are you Erica? I'm like, oh, yeah, fine. I'm Erica. And then, I don't know, like, I'm just natural with it. Like, I'm normal.
It comes naturally.
I'm just normal because you can't say that you are famous. I mean, there are a lot of other, you know, there are, like, way popular people out there.
Oh, yeah,
so you can't come and say
that
you are famous.
Yeah,
and then
true.
You just
you're on
get
top
stuff
of the
in
world.
Your head and everything.
Yeah, true.
So,
how about you? How are you get this? How do you handle fame being a stylist?
It's normal for me.
It's normal for you?
It's actually normal for me because with this work, you get to meet a lot of people. And I quite remember when D-Block posted me on his IG. I was like very, very happy that day. I was like, I kept on viewing that picture. I wanted to see the number of people who are actually viewing the picture.
Interacting with it.
Yeah. And then... After that, it was like, it was booming. I got to work with Monfa, the Nigeria guy.
Yeah.
Came to Ghana. I went to Kempinski to style him up for an event that he was going. So then, it's actually normal for me now.
It's like,
gradually, I'm getting to meet a lot
getting...
of people, lighter and stuff. Yeah, so then.
Oh, yeah, you're meeting people. That's nice. Looking at the fame you've gotten, do you get like the random weird DMs? Do you get boys texting?
Yeah, obviously, you will.
What do they text you about? What's like the weirdest one you've seen?
The weirdest one is, I don't know, like, okay, yeah, so this guy one time just texted me with insults. So I was confused because I didn't understand. Like, you just text me with insults and everything. So then I even took a screenshot and then posted it on my story. And people were like just commenting and laughing and was like, they don't understand. Just for me to reply this guy and he said that's the only way he could have got my, attention in the DM.
Because
honestly, I was so surprised.
No, but why would you insult someone to just get the person's attention?
Yes, I don't know. But I think I even blocked the person.
No, but I mean...
Yeah, because naturally, you want to go and find... Because if you always get, hey, you're beautiful, you're cute, la, 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 la. I'm not saying that, like...
No, but the thing, if you be your destiny there, you go get that one.
Well, I'm not saying that, Erica is nice and everything.
But Erica,
you know,
is nice.
Guys are guys. One guy can say you are cute and beautiful to, like, okay, fine, yeah, there are a lot of beautiful people over there, but, like, can send the same vibe to, like, 5 different girls.
But,
like,
I mean, if it's working, same. Why not?
No, but yeah, that's what it shouldn't get to your head and then think that, hey, you are nice and everything. But anyways, I get that a lot. And this guy's own, I didn't understand. So I went to check it out and I asked him why it was funny. So I was like, why are you insulting me?
Yeah.
He was like, please, that's the only way he can get my attention.
He actually gets your attention.
I was surprised. And one time.
So right now you guys are cool?
No, I think I blocked him.
Oh, fuck. Exactly. That shouldn't work. No, that didn't work.
I blocked them. What the people are actually nice and everything, but
look, you say then they can DM.
Well, I've experienced the same thing before. Like, the guy just messaged me randomly, and the girl he mentioned, like, we barely met. Like, I think we met twice, but the pictures were epic, so I understood him. Cause
hey, what do you mean by epic?
I mean, like, we were in the restaurant.
Oh,
it's not like we're eating together.
Eating.
Hey, relax. Relax. I know where you're going. I know where you're going. So actually, we weren't having lunch, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the restaurant together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, are you Josh?
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I am. You know, sometimes it gets to me.
Yeah.
So sometimes I say no. Okay. Then they'll prove me like, this is Josh, you are Josh. So she met me in the restaurant. She was like, am I Josh? And I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, okay, nice meeting you. And I was like, it's nice meeting you too. And she said she wants to take a picture with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
She was with one extra friend. So the friend
boy
took
with
the
nice smile.
Exactly. So I had to fake the smile as usual. And we took this picture together. So I was just there one night. Then I saw a lot of messages in my DM. I was like, hey, who is this? And I checked. And this guy's like, stay away from my girl. All those kind of drama.
The insecurity,
like,
is so loud.
Yeah, it was so terrible. I was like, my guy, relax. Like, I just met this girl in the restaurant. So talk to your girl. You understand? Exactly. So I just went straight to her. I was like, Charlie, talk to your girl and know what happened. That was it.
The random DMs,
it comes.
Yes, I'm like nice ones.
They're the nice DMs.
Oh, yeah, they are nice ones, like motivational people. Like, some people are like really
telling
you,
I like what you do, keep doing it, that kind of thing. The people that tell you that.
Some people are like, oh, I like your style. Like, just keep on. Yeah, just keep being that kind of thing.
You give
him
some more chance,
like, and see. Some people are like, they are bluntly like, I want to fuck you.
Hey.
Yes.
No, but at least he's being honest. So if you're not down for that, you just ignore him.
Yeah, but there's no way ever.
Well, but it's disrespectful.
I'll even open the message.
The DM
you want to. Why? Oh. Because if you want to fuck somebody, you don't even start with that. There's no way.
Can you tell us what to start with? How do we start?
You have to start, like, just be like, oh, hi. I mean, you know, start like the normal, just being nice things.
Nice people.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then, honestly, I don't know, but don't
just
start.
Yeah, I get it.
Like,
I get it.
Try and let the, if you even want to just fuck the girl, just let the girl know. Just,
cool,
yes.
You. Yeah, let's
see. So, they're the motivational ones, mm-hmm. The crazy ones, the nice ones, the people who demotivate you, like,
you get hate messages.
Oh yeah, not a lot though, but then yeah.
But you get people who, like, they just hate you, they dislike what you're doing.
Oh yeah,
a lot.
They won't come and comment on your picture or something, but then yeah, when they are with their people, they'll talk about you. I mean, I get this a lot.
It's a lot.
Everybody actually has a hater somewhere spoiling your name and everything.
Well, yeah,
but
true.
The more
we are bad in someone's story. We are all bad in someone's story.
Maybe you are not the bad person. The person is
true. The person is just trying to make
painting
you look bad.
Painting you black or bad or whatever.
Yeah.
You bad. So
yeah.
There are hate messages, there are love messages, there are nice messages. There are people who just want to even, like, dash you something. They just want to give you some money.
True.
And yeah, you can just get somebody who just wants to give you money. Doesn't want to have sex with you or anything. Just wants to give you
give money
and stuff. People who want to
please
support your business
me,
and everything.
Okay, please locate me.
Yes. Locate there are people me. Like that.
Nice. Looking at the interactions and the social media following you guys have developed over the years. Let me start with you, Josh. How long have you been on social media?
How long I've been on social media? Like very active or like
How long have you been?
But social media, WhatsApp and all those things.
So how long have you been there?
Maybe I'll say
to develop interaction.
Okay, so for Instagram, I started in level 200, cause I heard about the gigs.
Oh, okay.
Priska, I don't know if you,
yeah.
I shouldn't ask this question. I mean, you all know her.
Yeah, so she's more like the reason why
exactly
my branding went far.
Exactly. So Priska was like, Josh, you have 1,000 followers. Like, build it a bit. And I didn't have a good phone then. So I told her, when I get a good phone, I'll work on it. So I started working on it day in, day out. Like, I'm always on Instagram. Right now, I'm not too active like I used to be. Like, I should be in 100 safe. So I worked on it and I got a lot of followers. Then I started getting the gigs. When I got to 10K, the gigs were just coming. I was like, wow, okay. So, but that made me reluctant. Like, I was like, okay, since the deals are coming, why should I keep building? You know, okay. So I kept at the 10K. But now I have just 18 points.
Do you also get the hate messages? People tell
you. I do. Like, but it's not much as compared to the... You know, I'm a nice person. Like, I'm not bragging, but like, I'm a nice person. So, and I have this smiley face. So I look very innocent.
I get hate messages. And they just come on me telling me that, why am I combining MCing and DJing?
Oh, okay.
And I look like I'm doing well at it. So they just hate me. Like, you just debore me.
Yeah.
Someone just comes up to you and they're like,
hey, this thing, honestly, it just vexes me.
No, it vexes everybody. But it's not like it's your choice. It's not like it's my choice.
No, I mean, when
I'm just there, the person
me,
comes
I talk
to
about
you.
It.
The person comes to you like, yo, you debore me. Why are they boring you? You did do this and this way, or you did do this.
You can't come and say that in my DM.
Exactly.
Or you can't come and especially say it in front of me. What do you mean by, I'm doing my thing, how are you debore you?
So,
why am I in your business?
But unfortunately, that is what happens. Unfortunately, that is what.
So as I'm reacting now, I'm just trying to say that these kind of things, don't even bring it near me. Because, I honestly have some friends here. So maybe amongst my friends, maybe I might be the one who's maybe less tolerant or that kind of thing. But it doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Like, something, you really know they hear. Because you're going to tolerate something saying that, I'll be the bigger person, the better person. And people are taking
advantage
of you,
that.
Yeah, so if the wise keep quiet, the fools will multiply. You the bab. So you bab. Yeah. Honestly, silence is golden and all that kind of shit. But then.
She entered Methuselah mode. Beast mode.
You can't come and tell me shit and then I'm like, okay, fine, you dear. You need to blast some people, you bab. You can't, what do you mean by that? I'm combining something, I'm doing well at it, and then you come and tell me shit stuff.
Unfortunately, that's what
then
we...
Then I'm just sitting there, and I'm looking at you.
Have you guys ever gone viral?
Viral.
Erica, you have gone viral before. Josh has a story.
Wait, when?
We were on Nana Gaza picture. That picture was everywhere.
That picture went viral. Hey.
Superstar.
Wait, viral? You mean like maybe they throw you or like you're a topic or something?
You're a topic. Your post went far.
Okay, so this was my experience. So Ashesi Twitter posted something, you know, and I go to Ashesi a lot. So
I told like ambassador.
I felt a part of them, like, this is just me. So they posted something about engineering something, and I quoted a tweet and I was like, how many retweets to get full scholarship to Ashesi? And when I posted that, the admin of the account replied and it was like, where retweets stands for, the R was for something, results and transcripts. That's what the guy said. It was like, where R stands for results and T for transcript. And he further referred me to a link. He was like, check and see if you qualify.
Bro.
The
person just kill your meme.
And I know the guy behind the account, but like, not like your friend, but I know him.
But you know the person. Yeah.
So my friends in Ashesi, like, instead of trolling me, some of them trolled me, all right.
Of course they'll troll you.
But some of them were like, oh, man, the guy came clean, give him the chance and all this. I liked it. I don't know. That's the first time I've liked being trolled. Like, it went for me. So with that, I got friends that were lecturers in Ashesi. Like, okay. When I go to HSC, like, the lecturer would be like, come and sit in my class.
Yeah,
you know, true. Like, so it was, I was happy, basically. That was the only, but I don't like being truth, actually. Okay, I've no experience.
Who likes being truth?
People do. They deliberately increase the avenue to be truth.
But why would you do that?
Actually,
let's shy away from that matter.
I know you don't like that topic, but
let's shy away from that matter.
It's crazy stupid.
But look, the first time I think I went viral was it was an activation. We're running this Nokia. They were releasing a new phone, Iconic Duo, and I put together this guy's picture, RGZ and Dombote. And I hashtag it Iconic Duo. You remember that tweet? That was like my first video I went viral with. And I was like, okay, so this is actually like fun. And funny enough, RGZ came to quote it, and he was laughing. He laughed about the whole thing. That is when my interactions with it on the tweet grew.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was fun. Like, there are those moments that you actually appreciate the celebrities actually coming down and having fun, because you won't expect them to come to you on a normal to just interact with you. Looking at the accounts you guys have grown over the years, let me start with you, Curtis. Where do you think, or where do you see yourself going with such accounts?
Okay, right now I think I'm going worldwide, and
worldwide.
Yeah. I want to go to space now, cause the way things are moving now, like I'm
world
really enjoying
continue.
It, cause
Bombers.
Like, I'm getting to meet a lot of people, a whole new lot of people, and that's like, nice. It's really helping. Yeah.
How about you, Erica? Where do you see yourself going with such accounts? Would you just grow them for the fun of growing them and just like eventually you just leave them?
There's an option of just growing it for the fun of it. You don't necessarily have to have, you maybe having a lot of followers doesn't mean you need to like set up a business or something. That's some people had a problem with that. Like with my account. Fine, I have a lot of followers, as you say.
Yeah.
But then if you have a followers, you have to do something with it. Like,
you feel like you should put it to good use. Like,
yes.
And that's in their view.
That's in their view. And fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but you can't rush me with it, you understand? Because I need to know what I want to do.
What I'm getting into.
Yes, and what I want to sell, the business I want to do, you understand? So it's not because of me having a lot of followers and your pressure that will just make me do what I want to do. And then right now, I'm just working on like growing it, you know. Definitely it's your account and your followers that give you bigger gigs is bigger money. So yeah, I'm just working on growing it and then using it for something profitable now. But I don't like the pressure of you have a lot of followers, so you need to do something giddy 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 like that.
How about you, Josh? Where are you going with your accounts? Wait, I know you are doing your whole food pornography.
Yeah,
I just saw it. Tell us. Where do you want to get to with this?
So, with my personal account, you realize that I've not been too active lately. But in my stories, it's crazy. Like, when you check my stories, I see it's crazy.
Wait, what's in your story?
Just food. So, that's what I'm working on. I'm working on the other page for now. But I still get gigs for the personal one, so...
Where are they getting to? Where are you planning on getting to?
Judge the foodie. I think building a food account should be easy. So, in a year, I'm targeting 10K. Then I should be working with various brands, like food-related brands, like...
Vitamilk.
I mean, this place, what's the name? There's this account.
Food-related brands?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Vitamilk.
There's Vitamilk, all right. But I'm talking about the restaurants and all. Like, we can work together.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll be surprised if I start a restaurant soon.
Worldwide.
And it will be just Ghanaian meals. Like, it's continental. Just the foodie.
nice.
Yep.
So you said
now, like, I mostly try and find nice locations in Ghana, and then to like take pictures and things, because they're actually very, very nice. No, but I'm not like, well, for
She's
me a model is someone who is like has that physique, you know, like
into full-time
modeling. So I'm not a model. I just take, well, they said there's something like picture model now. Me,
oh yeah.
You so just, what happens to taking normal pictures? So taking normal pictures is what?
Well, I get it. So yours is, you just want to take normal pictures.
Yeah, it's just, I just like it when I take nice pictures, like dress nicely and then like go to a nice location and then take pictures. There are actually a lot of like nice locations in Ghana.
True,
but
very
the only
true.
Problem is you always have to, maybe with a camera, you have to pay and then all that kind of thing. And it's really not necessary because, I mean, you can even really hype the place. I post some places and a lot of people ask me, where is this place? And all that kind of thing.
Yeah, true.
I remember one time I went to the gallery at Kempinski and then took this picture there. You know, like a lot of people were really asking where it is and everything. So I'm really interested in like traveling, taking nice pictures outside. Inside, I want to go to the northern region.
Take me, please. Take me
and go and take nice pictures there. Yeah,
it looks like we've come to the end of the podcast. Before you guys go away, put out your social media. No, wait, she's the only girl. Let her start. Yeah, okay, so then you go last. Then she'll go last. Yeah, go.
All right, also, my Instagram handle is frempong_manson. Frempong is PHREMPONG_MANSO.
Oh, lit. How about you, the Josh?
Okay, so my social media, like everywhere, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, the handle is the Josh, THE_. The Josh is JAUSH.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I have a food account too. That's Josh the Foodie. So you can see all the food orgasms and all over there.
Interesting.
Josh, JAUSH.
Food orgasms.
Yep, food orgasm. Foodgasm.
Erica, finish round off for you. Round off, let's go.
Okay, so on my Instagram and Twitter, it's Erica MFR, at Erica MFR. And Snapchat is Lambano22.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we created it a long time, so Charlie, we can't change it again. So we are, like, used to it. But yeah, Lambano is also my email.
Add me back on Snapchat.
Pardon?
Add me back on Snapchat. Yes, you have to add me back.
I have to check.
I'm right now my subscriber. I'm so hit.
Oh, really?
Yes, you have to add me back. So, yeah, I thank you guys for coming through on such short notice. I appreciate all of you coming. Hopefully, we'll do it again sometime soon. We'll go deeper. When you guys, your bigger stars, y'all are worldwide and all of that. You come and share experiences and all of that. Yeah, true. I appreciate you. I have Afro Lecture on my production. Yeah. So, till you guys hear from me again. Stay safe, be good, and I'm out.
It's MC Nail.